Jeffrey Drugs. Becky speaking.
Hey, Becky. Is Patrick there?
Let me check.
Sure, thanks.
Who can I say is calling?
This is Hashem from Cardiff.
Hashem from Cardiff. Okay, just a second. Let me see where he's at.
Sure, thank you.
This is Pat. Can I help you?
Hey, Pat. Yeah, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay.
All right, good. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approval that we had mailed out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. It was based off some lending that you guys did with Huntington National Bank, if that rings a bell.
No, not
and,
at all.
Oh, no. It would look like it was May 2014. You guys did some financing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And just based on the history that you guys had there with them, we had mailed out pre-approval, and I was just kind of circling back to see if you guys had anything in the pipeline, or you guys have anything coming up.
No, not that I could think of.
Not quite.
Huh.
Is there any like typical time of the year when you guys do your financing for the company?
It just depends on when I need it, I guess. So.
It's on just an as-needed basis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Typically, is it just like a line of credit, or do you guys do like working capital loans, or?
A little bit of both sometimes.
A little bit of both, okay. And are you guys still currently working with Huntington right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because what we do is equipment financing and working capital, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're very familiar with working capital or not. It's very similar to a line of credit. But
mm-hmm.
It's unsecured cash, so
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to put up any collateral or anything like that.
Right.
And the way we do that is we base it off of your sales. So
mm-hmm.
typically we can lend 10-15% of your annual sales as
mm-hmm.
As unsecured cash. So that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
one of so we can get you more cash than a line of credit, basically, is what we're saying.
Right.
So I just wanted to pop in, touch base, see how you guys are
mm-hmm.
doing. I mean, how's business for you guys? Are you pretty good?
Yeah, it's usually pretty steady, so.
It's pretty steady, okay.
Could always be better, but it can always be worse, too, so.
That's true. Are you guys growing every year, or?
It just depends on the year. I mean, you know, with prescription, you just never know with pharmacy, so pharmacy's a difficult beast.
Yeah, I would assume so. do you guys do anything like different every year in order to try and, you know, bring in more customers or anything, or is it just...
We do. We try to, you know, specialize as much as we can, so.
Yeah. Okay, I see. I mean, you guys have nothing in the works in order to make it even better?
You know, I don't know. I just, you know, it's just one of them things, you know. I hate to have to bring on more debt, you know, when I don't need to, so.
True. There is good debt and there is bad debt, though. Right.
Depending
on what you're going to use the money for.
Right.
But, I mean, if no plans in the works, obviously, not a good idea now, but.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, how about I follow up with you in like a month and see where you were at, if you got anything that came up, maybe?
Yeah, that's fine, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
What generally, like when you're talking about working capital loans and stuff, what's the terms on those usually, just for my knowledge? So,
it depends really, because we have multiple different programs. And so this program, basically what it does is it lets you access more cash than your typical line of credit, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And we base it off of your sales. So how are sales like usually for you guys?
Usually our sales are like probably like 2.4 million per year, so
2.4. Okay, so
yeah.
We usually can get 10-15% of that, so at least 240.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we like to think about it is like, if we right now came out and gave you 240 grand,
mm-hmm.
what can you do to your business, you know,
mm-hmm.
in order to grow it? Like, is there
mm-hmm.
anything you can improve? Things
inventory,
like that.
Probably inventory would be the biggest thing. So.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, for medical equipment, I did a deal for someone last week, and we got him 150 for inventory. He said his turnaround was pretty good, but the more he sold, the more he was going to make. So regardless,
mm-hmm.
if he was taking on a little extra debt, he was going to make up for it in the time being, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's you know, kind of works like that. So if you are looking at inventory, we do have, you know, a lot of competitive programs that you'd be able to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, do you know, like, how much you were looking to get? How much you need, maybe?
Like 150 or something probably, you know what I mean? Be if I did, would be somewhere in that neighborhood, so.
Okay, right on. And it, you wanted to use it for inventory?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of equipment do you guys use?
Pretty standard.
Or inventory?
Computers. I mean, inventory is drugs, you know, drug stock, so.
Oh, okay.
In a pharmacy, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. So it would mostly be for inventory, wouldn't be like towards, you know, materials, payroll, you know, marketing, things like that?
No, just, yeah, inventory, so.
Okay. I mean, did you have any plans of, you know, bringing on an order anytime soon?
I don't know, just, you know, like I said, I'm just spitballing ideas out of my head there just to get an idea where, you know what I mean, what kind of, like, payment
Absolutely.
Terms and stuff would be on that, just so I, you know, if it is a good idea, if it's not a good idea type thing, you know.
Of course.
I
you always
have to
gotta
pay
like
it back in a month, you know what I mean?
No. Definitely agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd have to obviously, I would assume you would run it through your accountant or whatever before doing anything. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, how would you rate your credit, you would say?
Usually pretty good, so, or Usually always, so, yeah.
Okay, good. How long have you been in business?
Going on 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. So you guys are pretty established. And you would say the overall health of the business is pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, based on what you've told me so far today, it sounds like you would qualify for our, you know, better rates.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, I can shoot over an email for you with some mm-hmm. additional information for you to, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to check out the website or reviews mm-hmm. and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We can go from there. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a heads up, our application process is a one-page application, mm-hmm. six-month bank statements, and your most recent tax return. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it takes 24 hours in order for me to get back to you and tell you if you're approved or not. So we're very, very fast. We don't work like Bank of America or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah. Where they make you wait weeks and, you know, sometimes they come over and tell you you're not approved.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a really quick process. So, I mean, if you are looking to bring on any of that inventory, 100K, 150, whatever it is, really, you seem like you would qualify based on what you told me today.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, is it is it normally like years or, you know, repayment terms or what is it? How, you know, just like I say, I'm just spitballing ideas, you know, type stuff. So,
you know what? Why don't
it termed over? As I say, is it termed out over a period of years or months? You know, so
for the rates, you mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I say, the repayment terms. Like, what would it be? You know, if it's a term loan, if it's a, you know, what I mean, that kind of stuff, or if it's just like a, you know.
Okay. Hold on, give me one second. Actually, I have a senior rep who is much better at this than I am when it comes down to the race. Here he is, right here. His name is Sam. Mm-hmm. Hi, is this Patrick?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Patrick, this is Sam. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. So, Hashim tells me that you are looking at some working capital?
Possibly. I just, you know, just kind of spitballing ideas there on with him, so nothing planned exactly, just kind of just knowing what my options are, so.
Okay, all right. Yeah, give me an idea of kind of what you're working with. What would you be using it for, just so I can kind of narrow it down?
Inventory.
Oh, inventory, okay. Okay, cool. What kind of inventory do you purchase?
Drugs.
Yeah. Okay. And how long does it take you to turn those over?
Just depends. I mean, you know, generally speaking, like, that's like a couple months, you know what I mean, type thing, so.
Okay. All right, and
probably, what, 12 turns a year usually are inventory turns, or 12.
Oh, okay, months. I gotcha. Nice. And how do you normally pay for the inventory?
Just reimbursements from insurances and stuff, so. Normal
sales,
you know, I guess, you know.
Okay. All right, yeah. So, Let's see, what do you do for your yearly top line revenue, so gross annual sales?
Like 2.5, I might as well say, so usually. So
2.5, okay.
Average, yeah.
All right. So yeah, we typically can free up 10 to 15% of that top line as unsecured cash. So you'd be looking at probably $250,000 available to you. Now, the way that the programs work is you don't need to use all $250,000. I mean, if you're looking for only $100,000, $150,000, you can do that. You can take it out, get the inventory, turn it over, pay it back, and the rest of it is still there available to you if you want to come back and use it. So if you're seeing 12 turns a year, I don't know, do you access like a price break when you purchase a larger quantity?
Not necessarily, no. They used to do that, but they don't do it anymore. So, okay. I mean, in a roundabout way, kind of, sort of. I mean, I get rebates back and whatnot. So, but you know, not a finite number. So,
sure, you're looking more just at volume at that point. Okay, yeah. All right, and let's see.
Okay. Yeah, my question was more or less like, what kind of term? Like, let's say I did do that. What's the repayment term on?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, so there are a lot of different options for it. Let's kind of take a typical kind of middle-of-the-row type line here. So if you're looking at, like, maybe, let's say, $100,000, now, since you have a relatively short return, the term that we would match you up with can be anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So if you are in a position where, you know, typically, most of these programs go for about 12 months, for about a year. But if you're in a position that you can turn that inventory quicker, we can set you up on something that's a little shorter that minimizes that interest cost. So we usually start at about 10 cents on the dollar, and we work from there. It'll depend on a few different factors. So how about, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Somewhere
usually
in the middle?
Usually pretty really good, yeah.
Okay, nice. And how long?
Excellent, so.
Okay, good, good. How long have you been in business?
Since 07, so going on 10 years.
10 years, okay. Nice. All right, so these programs, they're tied directly to the cash flow of the business. So credit, it's a factor, but it's a small factor. They're primarily based on your sales and the cash flow. So as far as the cash flow goes, how do the bank accounts look like each month? What do your ending balances look like? Do you have a cushion? Does it get close to zero?
It gets close to zero usually, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, you know, if you were looking, you know, this range, based on your sales, you could look at anything from 100 to 250,000. How much of that do you think realistically would be something that you would be looking to use for the inventory?
150, something like 100 probably.
Oh, okay. Okay. And now another kind of, you know, asset of these programs is that it is a renewable source. So if you have that 250 available to you and you want to start out at 100, what we do is we'll set you up on a term. For you, it sounds like 6 months is probably a good range right there, 6 months to 12 months, depending on what you're comfortable with. But once you get midway into that term, so say you do 6 months and you get 3 months in, you are eligible for a renewal where at that point, additional funds would be made available to you and the remaining interest balance on the first loan would be forgiven. So there's a lot of incentives to businesses that are able to use this program multiple times to minimize that interest cost. And most of the time, what we see is the two top reasons that it's used is for purchasing inventory or waiting on, you know, kind of like a net 90 for a construction company, something like that. So you're looking like you fall into the inventory, you got a short cycle. So we could set you up on a shorter term, minimize that interest, and have the opportunity moving forward to continue it and make some profit on it. Now, when you take $100,000 and you purchase that inventory, how much do you make off of that?
Just depends. I mean, you know, generally it depends on the drug, depends on, you know, I mean, there's really, my usual average gross profit's around 15, 18, somewhere around there. So usually,
oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So, you know, we come in at about 10 cents on the dollar. It can range a little, but it still seems like you're going to be
10%. Yeah.
Well, I hesitate to say 10% just for a couple of reasons. It's the term is not going to be, it's not always on 12 months, so it's not annualized. But actually, we're not going to attach a percentage to it because we're going to give you a fixed cost of the funds. So say you borrow $100,000, we're going to tell you exactly how much you're going to pay back. You don't calculate it with an interest rate. It's not going to balloon with time. But we also offer discounts for paying it back early. So that fixed amount is just the top end. And then also, if you do the renewal midway through, like I was talking about, half of that is just cleared off the books. So we really just work with just hard numbers, let you know how much you're borrowing, how much you're going to pay back, and then tell you upfront what the discount rate would be. Now, you know, if this is all something that you're interested in, how soon would you be looking to bring the funds on?
I just have to I really don't, it's not something I've planned or anything like that. I just, you know, I'd have to sit down and look at the whole thing and just see what I figure out, so.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, ultimately what it comes down to is, you know, if you can access, you know, a larger volume where you can turn a profit off of it, where, you know, your profit is higher than what the cost of the funds is, that's what we're trying to find here. Now, in order to do that, I mean, we can get you exactly what you qualify for fairly simply. All we need is we take a look at the cash flow of the business. So we'll look at 6 months of your recent bank statements and your most recent tax return. From there, we can give you the actual numbers for what you qualify for. So we'll qualify you for the largest amount and the longest term possible, and then kind of work backwards from there. So you can choose the amount that you want, set you up on a term that matches your return, and we'll be able to give you the exact amount that you would pay back with the discount options too. Now that whole process, it takes about 24 hours for us to get through.
Okay. And then shoot me some, you know, some emails and stuff, and I mean, I can look through this stuff and just whatever, because I mean, I'm getting kind of backed up here right now, actually. So, in the store,
okay.
So.
Sure, no problem. No problem. All right, what I'll do is I'll have Hashem send you out an email right now. It'll have the application for what we would need if you wanted to move forward, and then just a short list of the documents that we would need.
That'll work.
Okay, excellent.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.